We have in this segment Lori Vignon, Vice President of Capital One. What area are you over at Capital One?
Actually, I manage the community development activities for Louisiana and Texas.
Okay, Vice President of Community Development?
Senior Vice President.
Oh, Senior Vice President. Oh, excuse me. Oh, yes. Well, we're just making it Executive Senior Vice President. Well, we're going to give her a promotion.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Thank you.
And we also have Musetta Cormier, a graduate of the Free Financial Boot Camp, which is taking place at Windsor Village United Methodist Church.
That is correct.
Good morning and welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
There you go. Talk right into that.
And it's Musetta Foreman.
Musetta Foreman. Oh, excuse me. Just don't slap me right away. Okay. Okay. I'm famous for that. Okay, let's talk about the boot camp, the financial boot camp at Windsor Village Church. Let's talk about that. What is it?
Wow, where do I start? This was a desire of Pastor Kirby John Caldwell to bring financial education to the members of his church and surrounding community. I remember one Sunday he approached me and it was like, you know, Lori, I get all these calls. You know, everybody is asking for where do they go to address their financial, you know, circumstances. So together we put together this program called the Debt Boot Camp, how to get out, stay out, and become financially fit.
Wow.
And I'm so excited. Ms. Foreman is here because Ms. Foreman recently graduated from the 12-month program. Now, I want to reemphasize that. That was 12 months.
Yeah.
Once a month coming to classes and participating in the program, utilizing the resources and services to help members who, you know, just don't know where to get started or feeling a little overwhelmed and not quite sure what to do, to get some kind of vision on how to set forth the pattern so that they could become financially fit.
Now, and with regard to the actual participation, Ms. Foreman, I'm going to ask this question of you. Were you required to, did you just have a book and you go to class every week like you would go if you were going to Houston Community or Lone Star or TSU or whatever? Or were you actually dealing with your own financial situation?
Well, good morning again, and I would like to thank you for the invitation and the opportunity to share my learning experience as a participant in the Debit Boot Camp, which mm-hmm. Was a 12-long journey okay. for my experience. And to answer your question, the boot camp is what you make out of it.
Okay.
It has a plethora of information and topics about all types of financial situations, whether you're trying to get your credit in order, or whether you're trying to do estate planning, whether you're trying to learn about your credit scores to purchase a vehicle. And it also tells you what to do when the finances does not match the paycheck, whether it's at the end of the month, whether it's the middle of the month, and sometimes in some cases it could be at the beginning of the month.
Too much month at the end of the month.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to help the listeners understand is that is it more just academic learning, or do they actually does their own situation become a project, more or less? In other words, they come in, they got a credit score of 269, mm-hmm. and they're trying to get it up. I mean, do you help them? Does the program help them to budget? Does it help them to learn what they can do without? Does it help them to decide whether they're going to work some overtime, get a second job, have other family members contribute? Just what goes on?
Yes,
there?
Certainly. Well, I'm going to take you back to the beginning of the first segment that mm-hmm. you will have. And it starts off with a little notebook.
Mm, okay.
And your first homework assignment there is going to be keeping up with everything that you spend, mm-hmm. whether there is a cup of coffee from Starbucks, whether there is a package of chewing gum, to make you realize where your money is going.
Yeah.
And whether these are necessary items that you need, because what you actually do is spend that wealth not knowing that you have that wealth within your budget.
Now, that is amazing you should say that, too, because we probably just, we probably don't really realize where the money went, even at the end of a day, much less the end of a month. You know, what we did with that cash.
And that is really why this program was created, because what we brought on board partners who could not only facilitate a classroom workshop with worksheets and exercises, but we also have Money Management International, who is also a very key partner. And what they do, in addition to presenting some of the workshops, they have also agreed to work with every individual in the workshop one-on-one so that they could take what they're learning in class and apply to their financial picture. So you have your own personal financial advisor. And for those who may be in some type of credit debt that they're really struggling to get out of, Money Management was also providing their debt management plan free of charge. All of this was free to the members of the program.
Wow. Our phone number is 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. We're talking with Musetta Foreman, a graduate of the Debt-Free Financial Boot Camp, and also Lori Vignard, Senior Vice President of Capital One for Community Development. And we'd like to talk with you. Perhaps you've got questions about your finances or perhaps the next boot camp. And when does the next boot camp begin?
We're planning for a fall launch. We thought we would give everybody a moment to recover over the summer. And I'll just say that we did this on two tracks last year. We had a six-month track where everyone came on a Saturday morning, one Saturday morning a month for 4 hours. And we also did a 12-month track, which was held on Monday evenings for 2 hours over a 12-month period. Beginning in the fall in September, we're hoping to do it over the nine-month periods so that everyone can graduate in May and have their summers for their families and to enjoy.
What nights will the nine-month track
We're looking at Saturdays again. Okay. What we're trying to do is make it as convenient for people as possible, and it'll be one Saturday a month between 3 and 4 hours. And we have a slew of classes and workshops that we thought would be very relevant to the consumer. I think all of us, and it's not limited to anybody, it doesn't matter how much you're making, we all have a moment where we might need to, you know, get a reminder, or we might need someone who can provide some guidance and assistance to get us over a hurdle that might be happening. Mm-hmm. So the program has courses about when your income decreases but the bills don't, as Ms. Foreman alluded to. We talk about understanding money and credit. We talk about setting goals and priorities. And I'd like to also add that being a part of this program, another one of our partners is Covenant Neighborhoods, and they provide an IDA match. It's an individual development account. So because we're emphasizing saving, you know, we need to get back to putting money aside for emergencies or for future goals. Mm-hmm. So what Covenant will do is provide a 2-to-1 match up to $4,000. Mm-hmm. So if you save $2,000, they'll give you $4,000, and that money can be used to purchase a home or go back to school or start a business.
Okay,
because the audience is so diverse, you know, it depends on what their goals are.
Okay, let's back up a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're saying you put $2,000 in and they give you $4,000. Now, who are the Covenant folks? What's the name of the Covenant? What's that name
It's
again?
Covenant Community Neighborhoods.
Okay,
and
Covenant Community
administer what they call an individual development account. It's an IDA program where as you save toward a goal, an asset goal, they will provide you with a match. It is income eligible driven. But I would also add that Capital One is also providing free savings accounts for anyone who wants to be in this program. You know, today they talk about how nothing is ever free anymore. Well, because you're part of this program and we want to help you save and plan for your future, Capital One is offering free savings accounts for those who are in this program. And for those who are income eligible, what they save can be matched by Covenant toward an asset goal. So,
Okay, let's take a phone call. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about how one can qualify for the program. Mm-hmm. Let's go to line one and talk with Theodore. Theodore, you're on Sunday Morning Live. Good morning.
Yes. How you doing?
Just fantastic. Happy Father's Day to you.
I'm sorry?
What what's your phone number?
The number to call is 713-435-5317. That is a Capital One number. Marvette Howard will be receiving the calls on anyone and everyone who is interested in the program. Again, we're taking names and information for the fall semester, and we're looking at rolling it out in September.
Okay. Thank you, Theodore. It's 10:14. How does one qualify for the program?
Well, the interesting part is there really is no qualification. Mm. All you have to do is call, fill out the application, and begin coming to the classes. There are no income restrictions. And Pastor Kirby John has made it clear that in addition to members of his church, it is open to anyone who wants to come and participate in the program, who wants to pursue, getting their finances in order. So they're welcome to come.
Wow, that sounds great, that it's open to everybody there. How about that two-for-one match?
Income eligible, all right. So that is something that will qualify you for.
I have some friends that want to put $1 million in there. And
Well, I want to talk to them.
just kidding. Okay, let's go to Line 2 and talk with Slim. Slim, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
How y'all doing? Happy Father's Day there.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Great. Hey, now, what I wanted to ask the young lady is, if I put in $2,000, how long would it be before I get the other $2,000?
Oh, tomorrow? No, just kidding.
Well,
got to qualify.
The training that you're receiving through the Debt Boot Camp will qualify you for the match. If you meet it per income, all of the programs when you're getting an IDA match require that you have some financial education training.
Mm-hmm.
Covenant has approved the curriculum for the Debt Boot Camp so that once you graduate, you will then be eligible to receive the match.
That sounds great. Slim, let's give that phone number to Slim one more time.
It's 713-435-5317.
One
Marvette
more time.
Howard. 713-435-5317.
Got that, Slim?
I want to know, how long is the training and what all do it consist of?
Well, the program is going to be over a 9-month period, one Saturday a month at Windsor Village, at the KBC Center, as a matter of fact. And so it'll be one Saturday, only one Saturday that you have to commit to come, receive the information, and Money Management International will be your financial advisor, working with you one-on-one, personal and confidentially, to help you move wherever you are today to where you want to be in the future.
Thank you so much for your call, Slim. I would imagine the program has you've really seen some people evolve, maybe from having a not so pleasant credit background to being able to buy homes and the like.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we have people like Ms. Foreman, and I'm sure she could speak to her journey and her story. But we, in our first class, there was families. Mm. You're never too young. People are bringing their children.
Important.
They're planning for their college education, and they're moving from, not thinking that they could ever really save and buy a house, to seeing individuals who are graduating the class providing testimony that, they never thought they now have a contract on the house. They're picking out their colors. Their kids are now in college. They can pay for their education. It takes away the clouds. Sometimes dealing with your finances, you get a little overwhelmed and you don't know where to go or where to start. And life happens all the time.
And if kids can pay for their own education, folks, you better get them in this program.
The purpose is teaching people how to save and prepare for that moment when it happens. Usually it just kind of happens. And
learn to appreciate and respect money.
Yes.
And
I think sometimes we forget that in this world, in this life, we have to have our credit in order. And things happen every day. And I can speak from my own person. I've gone through a divorce. I've gone through Hurricane Katrina. Heaven knows. Things happen in life. But you need to know where to go to redirect and get yourself back on track. And partners like Money Management International, Windsor Village, and Pastor Kirby John, who, understands this and has taken the lead in bringing something of this magnitude to Houston, to me, is just overwhelming. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Now, once again, where is the event going to take place?
The programs are going to be held at the Kingdom Builder Center at the KBC. We're looking at September. We have not selected a date yet. We're working on the scheduling, but if for anyone who is interested, please call 713-435-5317, and we will provide you with all the information you need for the next class.
And the website. Oh, is it up yet? Is it going to be the Kingdom Builder,
Builders.com? I believe so, and okay. I apologize. No, I do not have that with me, but call the number. We'll get it to you.
Yeah, it's KingdomBuilders.com. That is the website for the KBC.
Perfect.
And we're talking with Lori Vignon. Vignon.
So you want to make it French, you know?
Senior Vice President, Community Development Banking for Capital One Bank, and also Musetta Foreman, a graduate of the program. So are you going to recruit some students for the program?
Yes, I certainly am going to do that. And believe it or not, I'm hoping who I have in mind will be the first person to sign up. I just like to share a tidbit about that experience,
if I may. Sure, go ahead.
I was able to give a car away during this process of taking the course, and also expanding my knowledge with different components that were taught during this time. Unfortunately, I had to deal with digging a little bit deeper into my finances and creating another line item in my budget. Mm-hmm. And that was because I had to purchase a car. But knowing the information about credit and how to use that as my advantage, I was able to go in and get a new car, because I was forced to do that because of the finances that I had to keep spending on that car to maintain.
Right.
And
car was a dependent, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And then after talking and discussing that with one of our guru instructors, Dr. Earl Allen, that was the right thing to do for me. And instead of having to take that car and do a down payment with that, I had my credit score and all that information in my hand so that I wouldn't be hoodwinked by the financial management when I went in to
I'm
do
sure
that
there
purchase.
Are nice people over there.
Yes, they are. Certainly, they are. But if you don't know how to look out for that friendly fire when you're making that deal, you might get hit a couple of times. So therefore, I had this car. Had a young man, or well, his entire family is in my life now. He's actually my mobile dog groomer, and he was following me through this process. And he was mentioning prior to him knowing anything about this that he and his wife were expecting their first child, and they were going to need another car because they only had one. And so, knowing this in the background that I was going to have this vehicle, I started talking to him about it. But he thought it was someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment it came when I was able to make the purchase and had the car there, and actually said, "I have this car. Do you want it?" And he said, "Oh, yes, ma'am, Ms. Foreman. I certainly do. I appreciate it. Well, how much do you want for it?" And I said, "I'm giving it to you."
That was wonderful.
Zero. And he just couldn't believe it. So he looked at the old car and he looked at the new car, and you could just see the transformation in his face. And he said, "Ms. Foreman, what was the name of that class that you took? Because I need to get it. I have a new child coming on the way, and I need to really, really get serious about my finances." So he's assured me that he is going to be in that first class. Why? Yes. Well, to answer your question, I am already recruiting.
Well, we thank you for that story. That's very, very inspirational. Hey, thank you both once again. Lori Vignon, Senior Vice President, Capital One Bank. I think I said that real fast, so it came
out
okay.
You said it perfectly. And can I just wish every father out there happy Father's Day?
Okay.
Thank you for having us.
And go to Capital One Bank and open an account, right?
Thank you very much.